The little ketch was soon lost in a world of silver-flecked water, scudding out north-northwest over moonlit realms, like a willow leaf on a huge, measurable pond. By mid-noon of the following day, Colonel Whipscott was back at Salamandastron, making his report to Lord Hightower after a fruitless search of the shoreline.
I lost them, sir.
Hightower's brows beetled low over his fierce dark eyes.
Lost them, Colonel? How in the name of scuttled stripes could you lose two young'uns carrying great heavy backpacks? Surely their trail must have been clear enough.
Whipscott shook his head, scratching his waxed moustache until it became like tattered string.
Well, had my breakfast as usual an hour after dawn, took a stroll down to the blinking beach, and there were the tracks plain as the ears on my bonds, what? Had followed them for only a short while, when they bloomin' well vanished.
Consoling his temper, the Badger Lord stared at his colonel.
Where exactly did you lose sight of the trail?
Whipscott gestured back over his shoulder.
Round those rocks at the North Spur, sir, where the tide washes over at flood. Not a sign of the scoundrels. I've got a search patrol north along the coast. They'll find the villains if any beast can. Did all I could, sir. Apologies.
Hightower placed a huge paw on his friend's shoulder.
No need for apologies, Whip. You did your best.
A knock sounded on the chamber door. Hightower called briskly.
Come.
Sergeant Widepaw, a fine, capable veteran hare, entered. With him was a runner, an extremely bright and pretty hare maid. Both saluted with their lances, then Widepaw spoke, keeping his eyes to the front.
Colonel, sir, my lad, no sight of the runaways whatsoever. I did find this, however, on the North Spur, sir.
He produced a quadrant braided cord of red and green. The colonel inspected it, nodding.
Best Scarum's paw bracelet. Made it for him myself. What in the name of scutneers would that be doing there, what?
Sergeant Widepaw nodded for the hare maid to step forward.
Sir, Mindle has something to say. Carry on, girl.
The hare maid runner bobbed a brief curtsy.
I was on afternoon second run yesterday, sir. Spotted a little sailboat near the North Spur. There was an otter on board. He didn't see me, sir, so I carried on. Thought nothing more about it, sir. He looked like most sea otters. Friendly type.
Lord Hightower and the colonel exchanged glances. The badger waited until Whipscott had dismissed both hares. When they had gone, the colonel banged a clenched paw on the tabletop.
Crover wave dog! I might have barely well known!
The hackles rose on Hightower's broad shoulders.
That pirate! How many times have I warned Sir Gaxus to stay away from him? Crover is naught but trouble. I wish I had that young sea otter in front of me now. I'd make that rudder of his sting. He wouldn't sit down for a season.
The realization of what has happened hit Whipscott.
Oh, lack a barely day and a half. They've run off to sea with him. No wonder I lost the confounded trail.
Hightower sat at the table, placing his striped head between both paws, his voice weary with resignation.
Better not breathe a word to Merola or Dunfrieda. No use worrying them further. Just say you lost the tracks over some rocks and shifting sands. I tell you, Whip, those two have really done it now.
The colonel twirled his moustache fiercely, tidying it up.
You're right, old friend. The worrying will be up to us from now on. What?